There's a good piece online that we're going to link on the Jim Richards page that you can find at, well, on the Jim Richards page, but it's shamelessmag.com, and it's written by Julia Harrell O'Brien, and she joins us right now. It's called A Progressive Liberal Blogger Who Is Sick of Other Progressive Liberals Making Fat Jokes at the Mayor's Expense. And I would suggest that there are some of those people on council, too. Julia, thank you very much for your time.
Hi.
It's interesting how you lay out your arguments against people who do just that. And I have to admit that I would have to plead guilty. And again, your blog is essentially about people who might have a bone to pick with the mayor, but because they have a bone to pick with the mayor, they'll mention gravy or, yeah, well, look who should really cut the fat. And there's always, you know, they don't miss an opportunity to make a fat joke. And I would include, you know, guys like Adam Vaughn and Gord Perks and even Now Magazine. That front cover, I've always said that the front cover with him naked was a fat joke, and it was nothing more than a fat joke.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so these are people who generally identify themselves as progressive, so people who typically are not on Rob Ford's side in terms of politics, that are using fat jokes to make attacks on him, and it sort of distracts from the main issues, which are the things that we disagree with Ford about.
Yeah, you know, progressives, the term just seems like it came around over the last, I don't know, 5 years because calling somebody liberal or the left is a bad word. But, I mean, that's an aside. And you see it quite often. I mean, you know, I've even done it. I mean, when he said that he was going to run for mayor, I said, run? Yeah, I'd like to see that, or something to that effect. And, you know, I guess he's almost become a punching bag to a certain extent on that front. And you know what? I think everybody would have to agree that it is not fair.
Right. It's not fair. It draws parallels that don't necessarily exist. There are plenty of people who are fat who are active. I'm one of them. I ride a bike. I work out. And so assuming that Rob Ford is necessarily unfit because of his size, it just doesn't make any sense.
So again, we're going to link your blog, which is shamelessmag.org. Your blog, the article is called Fatness and Mayor Ford. But let me play devil's advocate. And that is to suggest that every politician, through the use of editorial cartoons, has one significant, whether a big nose or a chin or any number of things, and maybe it's their weight. Bill Clinton, he always ate McDonald's and Lewinsky's dress or whatever it was that they, you know, play on the one obvious, I don't want to call it a character, you know, a flaw, but they play on one obvious physical trait. And whether, you know, comedians do that too. Why isn't that fair game?
Just because it's popular doesn't mean it's right. So there are lots of things that we can pick on about Rob Ford. The fact that he has broken promises, ignores taxpayers, those kinds of things. There's no need to pick on something to do with someone's physical appearance just because other people do it.
Even if it, you know, we got a clip that we play where Rob Ford says, you know, the taxpayers put food on his plate, or you know, even if there's a play on words there with like cutting the fat and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, again, I would argue that plays on parallels and assumptions that aren't necessarily there. Rob Ford doesn't necessarily eat any more than anyone else. He may just be built that way. We have no idea.
Okay, but the bigger point that I think that is very apparent, that usually it's the people on the left or the progressives who would, you know, characterize the right as being mean-spirited and evil, but, you know, they wouldn't allow a fat joke about anybody else except if it's somebody who politically they disagreed with. So it's something that they're doing that they usually wouldn't do, but they're okay in doing it because they don't like the guy's policies.
Absolutely. Those are the people that I'm calling out in this article, saying that you wouldn't think that was okay normally. You wouldn't allow sexist attacks. You wouldn't allow it if it was someone on your side. So why in the world is it okay to attack Rob Ford just because you disagree with him?
And what have you heard from like-minded people?
I've had lots of really positive feedback. We've had gosh, our blog hits have gone off the rails. But we've had lots of positive feedback, people saying,